talk about the field of teams. I know McCook's coming over. Usually have a pretty large field of, I don't know if you get some A schools, B schools, C schools, but this is a pretty good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot more teams than we've ever had. It's going to be nice getting McCook down. Usually we're predominantly C, CD schools, but yeah, getting McCook in will be nice. Sydney's coming down, give us some good competition. So we're pretty excited about who we have coming and what the level should be at.
And girls and boys. So boy, I mean, the gym's going to be packed for this one.
Yeah, and we're. We actually are running our girls in another gym, even, so it's going to be kind of like having two separate tournaments, kind of a fun atmosphere. So something new for us, and we're really looking forward to it.
How about your team, Coach? I know dual-wise, your dual record's looking good, coming off a really good Ogallala invite the other day.
Yeah, you know, everything's been a little bit of a surprise this year. Our numbers... we were setting about 35, 38 kids last year and came in this year with 13. So a little bit of drop in numbers, but we've got some good quality kids and we've had some young kids step up and fill some spots. And so we've been wrestling a lot tougher than I guess I kind of expected coming out of the gate. And, you know, came out last week at Ogallala and didn't really miss a beat and just kept on going. So I'm kind of hoping we're gonna ride that high into this weekend,
and maybe possibly with a few more dual wins you maybe possibly break into that that chance to make it to the state dual tournament. Maybe.
Yeah, it is. And you know, like I said, we don't really get too concerned about that right now. As we get closer to that point, we'll look at where everybody's at and maybe see if it's something we need to worry about or not. But I have a really good group of guys, and I know a lot of them have their eyes on getting a medal down at state. So that's more of our focus than the dual tournaments. If we make it there, it's just kind of a bonus. So
I'm sure you got a couple of guys with your lightweights to your heavyweights. A couple of guys starting to rack up some wins and some pretty impressive resumes for you.
Yeah, we do. You know, we got a few guys that qualified for state last year and got them back, and got a couple undefeated guys in Luis Coe and Zach Terran. We got Weston Mendenhall, who's only got one loss on the year. So those are all seniors on our team and leaders on our team, and I'm glad to see those guys having a good year.
What time does everything start at your place on Saturday?
We get things rolling about 9 o'clock on both boys and girls, and hopefully we come out ready and have a good day.